Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. I know the chat room will get busy here for a moment until we get everybody kind of logged in. I welcome you. Tonight is July 28th of July 28th of 2008. My gosh, the summer is just screaming by. It's hard to believe that time. You know, as you get older, you get busy in your life. It just goes faster. And I'm like a child waiting for Christmas or a holiday event. It seems like the days go by so slow, yet for us who get a little older, every time I get started on a project, it seems to be done before I can get going on something else. I see Frank is on the line. I see you, Frank, but I need to cover a couple things. Welcome, everybody, and the people. Hello, Walt, and, of course, Kentucky Lady. Who else is in here? Guest 3202. Hello, hello. Tonight we're going to be doing this readings like I always do, and I enjoy the chat room so much. So if you out there who are listening who haven't gotten to the chat room, if you're able to get in, of course, that'd be a lot of fun to see you. If you want to call in, the guest call-in number, area code 347-205-9071. And by golly, tonight we don't have electrical storm here in Arizona, so hopefully the phone and the switchboard, everything will continue working. In just a couple minutes, I'm going to have a friend come in and talk about a guest we're going to have on next week. I also want to mention that we did a webcam show yesterday on stickam.com/California Haunts. It was a lot of fun, amazing clarity with my webcam. Now, she records the show, Char, CaliforniaHaunts.org. But I'm not part of the recording, but you can still hear the input. And we talked about survival yesterday, and I talked about a case where I could feel the man pop out of his body. Next Wednesday, which tomorrow's Tuesday, then Wednesday, the 30th, I'll be on Blog Talk Radio as a co-guest and co-host, rather, and there's going to be a gentleman on who is an expert in Mothman. And that will be on Blog Talk Radio /California Haunts. I'm not as knowledgeable with Mothman as I am about other spooky things that go bump in the night. But we did have a fun show when we talked on webcam a few weeks back. I did do a little research. This gentleman coming on is the real deal. So if you want to go to California Haunts on Blog Talk Radio and or go to nancymatz.com, I do have a link for that site. And as of tonight, I'm waiting for Karen to call in. She's going to call in a couple minutes, and she has been a guest in the chat room. Hello, Karen. There she is. Jenny Davis. Hello, hello. And Blue Diamond. I meant to say the first name. Hello, everybody. And we're just kind of waiting for people to kind of get into us. And again, area code 626 and 270. And maybe I'll take a couple calls, Karen, before you call in. So I want to bring Karen on in a couple minutes when she calls in, and the area code is 347. Call in number is 347 prefix 205-9071. And there she is. But hold on, Karen. Maybe I'll see who this is. Frank's been holding. He held on last time. And remember, we had a guest, Al, who called in talking about a near-death experience. And Karen will be on in just a minute. We're going to talk a very interesting guest next week. Her name is Susie, and I'll let Karen explain that. But let me answer a couple of questions. These people are on hold, and Frank was first. I know he's in Southern California. Frank, hello.
Well, hello, Nancy.
Yeah, hello, sir. How's the weather in Southern California?
A little warm and humid.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and I've heard that, unfortunately, in Yosemite, California, I'm in Arizona, Yosemite is one of my favorite areas. And over the years, we did make a few trips there, beautiful, serene areas under fire. So I'm hoping that from our lips to God's ears, that the rain comes to Northern California and keeps the air pure and the weather cool so the firefighters can put out these fires. So, Frank, you have a fast question for me? Can maybe 1 or 2 minutes? And then I can answer you and you can listen to the rest of the show.
Yes. I have some names here for counsel. I'd like to know if maybe Sean or David or Joel or Stuart or Joel.
Have you, okay, so you got to appreciate how hard it is for me to go through every name. Have you found a gentleman who's stocky build, dark blonde, possibly crew cut or short hair? That's the man I'm being shown to tell you about. So remember, I just work here and I receive pictures. So if you haven't decided on somebody, this is a younger man, possibly in his mid-30s. He tans easily. He has a tan. Outdoorsy, possibly football or some kind of sport that builds him up. So I feel like this man is important to your case. You know who I'm speaking of?
No, I don't. I haven't met him yet, but I'm going to start interviewing this Friday.
Okay, watch for him. Now remember, free will what it is. I feel like you will find a couple, but it feels like a young person that will be the best defense for you, not necessarily a person who has years and years, someone who's hungry. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. Take care.
Thank you, Nancy.
Uh-huh. Bye. Area code 270. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Christina.
Well, hello, Christina. What can I do for you tonight?
I'm really curious as far as relationships.
What would be the question? Are you dating a blonde man now?
Well, his name is Sean. Tall.
A lighter haired man?
Yes.
And what would you ask of me, dear?
What exactly? Is this long-term or is this just something
At the moment, his mind is showing me current relationship. He can't put together a long-term commitment. Now, it's not necessarily just you. He is confused in his mind about several things going on in his life. And right now, unfortunately, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not implying her alone, but when people are overcome with a lot of issues, sometimes relationships, especially long-term, is the last thing on their mind. He is desperate for love and attention, that his mind is confused with things that are bothering him. So he will come to you often for romance, and that's because in romance, he can forget what bothers him the most, including possibly job. But I also see family turbulence that are making him angry. And until these things are taken care of, he may not be able to focus. In the meantime, you'll meet a brown-haired man, medium to darker brown hair, that may also get your attention. Then Sean will have to run for his money, and if he wants you, he's going to have to work at it. And I don't see all these changes happening, and maybe even for your satisfaction until after the first of the year. So remember, it takes time for things to happen. In the meantime, don't give him your heart, but just enjoy the relationship, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hang up that one. Hello. And this is my good friend, Karen. Are you there? You know, I'm learning how this... Karen, hold on. Let me see. Click again. Okay. Are you there, Karen? Okay, Karen. I'm trying here. Caller is muted. What does that tell me? Karen, would you do me a favor and hang up and try again? I can't seem to click you. Okay, and we still have area code 270 on. Hang up, dear. And Karen, I can't seem to click you. I think she has to hang up before I can pull you up because I'm just getting a muted look. Anyway, for the people in the chat room, hello, everybody. Welcome, Spirits, and Kathy and Chuck. They're funny, they're not giving me the number, but I can see a list on CC Radio. Welcome, everybody. Oh, we have 11 in there. How come I can't see all the names? Anyway, I'm trying to get Kathy on. We're going to have a really special guest next week. And I'm trying to get the board to work. So do me a favor, Karen, hang up and try again. I don't hope there's nothing going on. In the chat room, what I love to do is answer the questions you proposed to me. And what really helps, and I will put my computer glasses on, does that age me or what, is put in, hello everybody, is put your questions, if you can remember, in caps, at least the first couple words, and that way I can see who wants to talk to me. Hello, everybody. I love to chat back and forth. Walt, can I ask a question? Of course you can, please. And I'm still trying to get 270 off and 80, 916 on. Karen, you're going to have to hang up and try again, girl. It seems like there's a freeze on my screen. If not, if you can't get in, I'll have to cover it for you. Wouldn't you know? So anyway, area code 347-205-9071. Until we get Karen in here, guest 3369, hello, and then Miss, and then your last name is WRIT. Anyway, so one of the interests I have, is, of course, is near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, but also with that, I got a question. I'm going to try to open the window wall. Let me see if I can open it up so I can get a little bit more of the screen. And I love that you put in caps. Thank you very much. There is someone new in our lives. He seems almost too helpful. Does he have any motives? Other than he's somewhat needy at times, I think he's trying to win you over. He's insecure. So it tells me that there's some insecurities in this individual. I don't feel like if he has motives other than he wants people to invite them in your life, and he overtries. And I think that is who this gentleman is. I think other people would say the same thing of him. Blog Talk Radio has had issues tonight. Oh, goody. Oh, gosh. Kathy, how am I? Don't know who you're asking, Chuck. So if you have, so Kathy's above you. All right. So, Nancy, I've dialed twice. I keep losing the connection, trying a new phone. Oh, Blog Talk Radio. So what we're doing is waiting for Karen to come in. Next week, she's invited a client of hers that we both worked with. And this individual, remember, I had just brought up the term near-death experiences when people leave their bodies. And the last couple of weeks, unfortunately, I'm having to deal with families who have lost loved ones. And in the process of leaving their bodies, they are passing over, but the grief of unexpected passing has brought this individual back. Now, these people are spirit people, but there are people who die who seem to roll over as though in a slumber, as though you woke up too unsteadily. And what they want to do, Karen, try again, the board just finally cleared, is they'll have an issue and they'll find the next living person that they can connect with. So it doesn't mean everybody, but Karen is trying to come in. If not, I'll keep talking. Karen, you let me know. Okay. Whoops, as soon as I said that. Okay, so people have fun with the Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go over here and invite Karen in. Karen, are you there? Oh, my gosh.
I'm here, Nancy.
Worked. Don't you love a live radio show and the screens don't work? You know, for the number of people that are on Blog Talk Radio, it is amazing that we have had as many shows uncorrupted on Ustream, which is a webcam. We had a lot of difficulties. We went to Stick AM, and there's so many shows going on at once that we get caught off 3 and 4 times during one show. And luckily, most shows I get on here, I can stay on for the entire hour. So even though I haven't been heard a couple of times, at least my luck has held out. So everybody, I would like to introduce you to Karen. She's been a long time friend in Sacramento, California. And she's a clinical hypnotherapist and deals a lot of therapy issues. And she called me one day a few months back, and we've discussed privately your sessions are never told to us, I never talked about on air. And this amazing, interesting woman had come to Karen for some help. So, Karen, I would like you to talk with this lady and whatever name that she wants to use for next week and kind of build up a little bit of what the audience who are listening tonight, we've got a pretty good chat room listening right now and in the chat room, and then I'm not sure how many people are listening, but kind of let us know who we're going to listen to next week. And I will have the hour for an hour and a half, so we can give our guests plenty of time, and then if you stick around, I'll be glad to answer all your questions, just like we do every week. So, Karen, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I have talked with Susie. She wants to be called Susie. And Susie was my client off and on for a full, I'd say about 2 years. And what brought my attention to the idea that there might be spirits attached to her was that while she'd make great progress on all the goals she was working on, just as quickly as she would progress, for some unknown reason, she'd backslide. And as I worked with her, she seemed to be taking two steps forward and three steps backward. And I could tell that she was getting kind of frustrated, too.
Oh.
And you know, it's rare that hypnosis does not help a client create their desired outcome. It really is. And so, especially when they're motivated, I think you'll find that Susie is a very, very motivated person. She is an astute business owner, has a lot of goals going on in her life, and she was becoming increasingly frustrated. And I can't remember exactly what it was one day, but she referred to something as us. And that sent up a little bit of a red flag.
Us? Like, are we talking civil here?
Yeah, excuse me. You know, but I want to talk. Susie did work in a shop that had paranormal activity going on in it.
Oh.
So I thought, well, I wonder if somebody from the shop has followed her. Home. And that's when I gave you a call. And yes, there were the two attachments that you first identified. But when we got into the case, she was unknowingly a host to several other spirits who had attached themselves to her. And so next week she's, pardon me?
We call these not possessions. We're not calling them ghosts. We're not calling her haunted as much as these are hitchhikers. And
absolutely.
Hitchhikers sometimes can influence our mannerisms. They don't mean to be hurtful toward us. But in some ways I felt very sad with one of the cases, and she'll talk about it. I don't know how much you want to bring into it. But I'm starting to wonder, you and I have come to the conclusion that we may find this more common that we want to admit, but not necessarily damaging. So with Susie, a very strong personality, wants to be successful in the world. She realized that she was suffering, that she has decision-making problems, but there is a point of return in the audience. Not all of us are possessed or have hitchhikers, so don't think it's you. But the clues were what we'll talk about next week is that she saw personality changes within herself that didn't fit who she was as a person and a woman. And in fact, we've had other clients, a woman who came in who had a male attached, and I said to you offhandly, I said, this male attached to this woman is wanting her to drink, wanting to go to excess, and he's imprinting on her his personality. And I said, don't be surprised if she walks in with men clothes on. And then you gasped and said, my gosh, he wears trousers and a jacket. So she's, like I said, this was a very deep imprint. But this lady here had superficial imprints that were changing her, making her frustrated, but she wasn't losing her completely, but it was influencing her. And I think she's going to be a fascinating guest for next week. Ladies and gentlemen, next week we're going to come on for the first half hour. Karen will introduce her guest, and then we'll give her the floor. And then for the second half hour, we'll open up the questions and the guests, like we did Roy, where you can ask the guest the questions and, of course, ask me things too. And then from 9 to 9:30, open it up and you people can ask me what you need. So we will cover all three bases. And Karen, I want to thank you also for giving up your evenings. I know you were in the chat room when you can be, but to give up your evenings and be locked in with a guest, I want to thank you for giving up your time because you have a life. But you want to inform our audience, and I think that's very gracious of you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I do want to inform people because I think that if you're not, you know, you and I have talked about this, if you're not making the type of progress you want to be making in life, it might be that you do have an attachment that is holding you back. So it's something for people to explore.
Yes, hitchhikers as in not a bad thing necessarily, but
no. Clearly
she picked up a couple once-in-life situations, but from her antiques that she was selling in her shop.
Well, and so, I think Susie will tell you next week that one of the attachments was highly beneficial to her.
Wow, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's in the chat room tonight, I hope she gets excited. If she's listening tonight, that this is very interesting, and my goal is from this point on not only to entertain the audience, let people know that spirit communication by those who are asking about spirit people in the family, psychic questions of turbulence in life. I do my very best and I try hard to answer your questions. but to enlighten the audience that the paranormal doesn't just include the spooky, spooky bump in the night, oh my gosh, what's going on, but also includes things that help you live your life better and to understand the dynamics of the unknown, because the unknown is so broad that you and I were talking, not just to Susie, but of situations we went, oh my gosh, the universe is so amazing. Why can't we know more? I think that we're becoming enlightened. We're accepting the physical, the physics of the paranormal. And so we open it up to, remote viewing, psychic readings, mediumship, to spirit possession, to hitchhikers, to ghosts and hauntings, and California haunts. Shar and I do remote viewing for her. It's like, what is not possible? Well, here's a case of hitchhikers makes another door open for exploration. So, Karen, thank you very much. I'll let you go to the chat room. I see a couple of questions, and area code 267. Hold on for just a minute. A couple people have written a couple of questions, and then I suddenly pop in, so I'm not going to ignore anybody. So, Karen, thank you very much, and we'll talk during the week, and then we'll connect next Monday, okay?
Okay. See you next Monday, Nancy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have a gal that has written a question in red. Is William and Kitty around me trying to make contact? William is very soft energy, and he's, pardon me, soft energy, a quieter energy at the moment, and he has been trying. The Simba, or her name is Kitty, I hear her. She seems to be around, but come and go, come and go. So I'm not sure if these are animals of yours or people. William is a man's name, but Kitty, clearly, or Simba, could be names of a pet. So Miss Erotic Writer, I hope I pronounced that right, I do feel when I look at the name of William, it seems very strong to me. So I'm not sure who it is. If you give me just a little bit more, I could give you a physical. Is it a person, a grandparent? Is it a man that was very important to your life? So let me know that, girl, and get back to me. Okay. Oh, so it was a kitty, okay? Was it a kitty, Jenny says? Oops. Excuse me about the chat room. Boy, that just zips up, and I have a tendency to lose where I was. Destiny's Angels, I was an accident, almost died and went to the other side. Wow. We had Roy on. He was talking about those, and people coming over and then coming back are amazingly more intuitive. Destiny of Angels, why is my dad around a lot lately? He seems a little sad about people in the family or some situation that he has no control over. So I'm not sure. Simba was your cat. Kind of felt like that. And William was my ex. My best friend passed away 2 years ago. Thank you for saying that. I'm sorry about your passing. I felt like it was a man versus a grandfather. And I feel like he wants to touch you. Did he have bigger hands? I feel like I'm seeing two hands, one hand on each of your shoulders, just as we're saying that. Black Widow, who was shaking my computer chair and recently on occasion? Wow, I'm going to have to think about that one. Shaking my computer chair. I'm seeing a shorter, boxy man, older. The bony on his shoulders tells me that this man was older, partly balding, thinner hair on top. Looks like a grandfather figure. Now I want to go to area code 267. Hello there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda.
Oh, hello, Linda. And what state is 267?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, hello. My goodness, you're up late, girl. And Linda, what can I do for you tonight?
I have a question about my husband. He applied for a job. And I wanted to know if what happened to know what the outcome will be.
Is this a job where he'll use his body? He'll move around?
Well, yeah. I mean, right now he works in like shipping and exporting and basically be a supervisor, like the next level up. But he'll still be running around and, having to do things like that.
I see a job coming that looks like a big room, like a warehouse, and he's working his body. And I see him walking around with a clipboard. Is that the job?
Okay. That's what his boss used to do, yeah. So,
is that the job he's applied for?
He's applying for his boss's job, yes.
Okay. I feel like it's August that he'll get the job. So I don't know if it's this job or a job in that place, but they're showing me a job and they're showing me August.
August.
So good luck to him. He needs to talk and ask that his father help. There's a father figure, balding, a man who lost his hair. It's thin on top like sprigs. There's a man who's helping him get a job, a spirit man. So was his father the same height as him with thinning hair?
His father's still alive.
Well, look at the grandfather. This grandfather's trying to help him. He says, he's something like, I want to help this boy get a job. Like, there's a lot of familiar, real soft feelings toward him. So he has help on the other side. Okay? Is your husband 6 foot tall? How tall is he, dear?
My husband's 6'9".
6'9"? This man is almost as tall. So if he's 6'9".
Okay. His grandfather was about 6'2".
I just see him as 6 foot or more. Remember, I wouldn't know 6'9" or something. And he had thinning hair, and this man is trying to get him a job. So call on the grandfather, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
dear.
You.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh, Pisces lady. Fighting with comp here in West Virginia, I'll be able to get everything taken care of and start receiving my benefits again. Oh, my gosh. You know, the thing about compensation is like some of this other stuff that, what was the other thing, disability benefits. There's all this back and forth, back and forth. I hear a yes on that, but I don't know how soon. It makes me think we're on the verge of winter, but I feel like in Virginia, does your winter start like in September, October? It's really hard, Pisces lady. Let me think about it for a minute. And I want to go to area code 270. Hello there. Who's this? Uh-oh. Area code 270.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. And what state are you in?
I'm in Kentucky.
Well, hello, dear. And Elizabeth, what can I do for all? Are you connected to Kentucky Lady?
Am I connected to Kentucky Lady?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I know Kentucky Lady.
I thought you would all of a sudden, ding, ding. I thought, oh, I think connection.
How are you doing this evening?
Oh, good, dear. What can I do for you?
I actually just have two quick questions. One of them is just, I was wondering if you see any kind of job for me in the future. And also, the relationship that I'm in now, I'm wanting to know if it's a positive or negative one.
The man that you're involved with, is he a tanned, darker skin?
He's actually light.
I see another man possibly coming into your life. Now, this man that's lighter skin, unfinished business, as though he's restless with unfinished business. Do you have any idea what I'm speaking of? There's another man who's not older, but older than him, that will come in who's more solid. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have a relationship with the light-skinned man, but be cautious that you may have to give him more time to put his feet on the ground. You're the kind of personality type that looks for a more mature man to help you. And you need someone to help you in making decisions. And there's a little older man coming, a few years older, and I feel like he's very solid. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And
the question was again? What's that?
The other question was if I have a job in my future anytime.
You know what are we here? End of July. Third week in August, you're either getting a job or you've found one that you can apply for. So I don't know if it's one you'll start working in the third week of August. Do you have anything on the horizon right now?
I actually was marking my calendar for the third week of August to actually start a position if they hired me.
Okay, so that's what I picked up, the third week in August, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
I want to go to the chat. I just really have fun doing this. Some of them are really hard, ladies and gentlemen. You have to appreciate. When I do lawsuits, Frank asked about lawsuits. When you do compensation, I get uncomfortable feelings of compensation because it's always back and forth, and the checks never come when they're supposed to. So I had a sense of winter for the gal who had asked about compensation, but it's very, very difficult. There was a gal who said something about shaking the bed, and I think her typing was in yellow, so I didn't see the answer. She recognized that man. It's almost like he's trying to get her attention to do something. Get on the ball. Get on the ball. And then I saw a Pisces lady come in and said, something shakes my bed and they can have it. You kids are fun. Okay, so I want to call everybody kids. I know that some of you are my age. Ms. Ryder, Grandpa with a question mark. Sounds like it. You betcha. You know, Grandpa, people are alive and they are not mind readers, so they can't put thoughts in our mind, so they have to do it externally. They yell at you, you not always hear it. So he is shaking you to get you going on something, and I can't tell what it is. Remember, I can't read minds either. So let me get one more question, and then area code 317, I'll get to you, okay? Jenny says, I think they're trying to get your attention. I think it just said that. Oops. Unfinished business around you, girl. Paperwork or something. I don't know what it is. Get on the ball and finish up. Pisces lady, this old gal doesn't play the ghost game. You know, I agree with you. If they have something to say, sometimes I wish they could just say it to us, huh? Jenny says, was my cat really killed? And if so, did he think I abandoned him? You know, I don't know that animals think that way. Was he killed or was an accident in which he got killed, a violent death, and it just happened quickly? Makes me think he was killed by something versus someone. Karen says, how did he die? And then Chuck says, okay, Nancy, my computer seems to be working now. How do I deal with him, wife? Confrontational issue, I'm at loss. Wow, how do you deal with your wife? When I went to your wife, I felt energy like a roller coaster. So emotionality is confusing her mind. So sometimes when you have problems with people, you look at the external, and it's not necessarily you have to look internal. So I would be very calm around here and let her talk out what's going on and just listen, because I don't think whatever's wrong has come to the surface. That expression, the straw that broke the camel's back, might have been your straw, but it might have been something that happened 2 or 3, 4 weeks ago, and we don't know what is really hurting her. She's hurting inside about something, and she's not speaking of the true reason for the confrontation. So we need to ask her what is really going on. Okay, I want to go to area code 317. And who is this?
Hi, Nancy. This is Dot.
Hello, Dot. And what
How
state
are you?
Are you in? Well, I'm fine. It's wonderful. What state is 317 in?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. My gosh. Hello, my dear. So, Dot, and that's a fun name. What can I do for you tonight?
I had asked you, I'm in the chat room too. I'd ask you why my father is around a lot. Does he have a message for me? Because he's like, he was around a lot for a while, and then he went away. And now he's around a lot again.
When he left, he shows me that he was taking care of a woman. So I don't know if his wife is alive or there's a spirit person. And the only thing I get, and I don't know, which call were you in here? Which one were you at? Are you Miss Ryder?
No, Destiny.
Okay. No. Okay. Oh, Destiny. I'm trying to think what man it is. How tall is this man?
About
Grandpa? Pardon me, the father, grandfather was 6'4". He's been tending to a woman that appears tall also, and she had quite a voluptuous figure, a bosom and hips. And he went away to help with her. Do you have a family member I've described that's been ill, or maybe there's someone in spirit that
she just passed, my stepmother. She passed about a year ago.
And so for some reason, he went away to work with her again and deal with her, and now that she's been taken care of, and they want me to say that she is with a sister vibration. So I don't know if a sister you recently passed over or a sister is now taking over, taking care of her, and now he's back with you.
Okay.
So the feeling I get, and do you have his first name, please?
His first name?
Yeah.
Emil.
Emil. Hold on a minute. I just got to say his name out. I'm trying to get a stronger connection. Emil.
They called him Babe.
Dave? D-A-V-E?
D-A-B, Babe.
Babe. Oh, that makes more difference. That makes a big difference. Babe, pay attention now, Babe. He wants me to talk of money. Okay. Have you not finished paper, not taxes? Have you finished or put aside something that could make you more money?
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking of by chance?
No.
Poo-poo. That's what I'm saying. It feels like short of a year ago, 7 or 8 months, you were processing doing something. Were you signing up to class? Were you learning something? Were you wanting to put some paperwork to do something? Not a contest, not lotto, but something that would make you more money.
Okay.
What is that?
Yeah, I have been thinking about opening up my own business.
Now, did you start that process 7 or 8 months ago just before he left?
No. I mean, I've been thinking about it, but now that, you know, we purchased a new home and everything, I've really been thinking about it more than ever.
That's the best I could do, because I feel like you have paperwork that would start a process for you to make more money, and that's what he's trying to get you to do. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much, dear. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
I just get tickled. The kids are calling from all over the country. I think this is why I like Blog Talk Radio, is that in your world, maybe you wouldn't seek out help, but if I can help you clear across the states, I'm in Tombstone, Arizona area. I'm a town next door to Tombstone, the town too tough to die. I actually had a shop there for 9 months, and I was off the main street. And you know how it is in a tourist town. If you're not on the main street where tourists walk by, it was kind of hard for business, so I had to give it up. Curiosity. Last night, my 1.5-year-old daughter was crying for me, and I didn't wake up my husband. When I was in bed with her, she reached up her hand to something. Was she seeing somebody? Okay, so the screen went off, my dear. She shows me yes, and I would love to have you 1.5 years old, Pooh. She wants me to think she was reaching to a grandmother that at the end of her life lost weight, but she had a bosom. So in her early years, I'm not connected to the internet. Ooh, wow. So it says I just got a bad screen, everybody. I hope that I can get back on. So what I'm going to do is close the switchboard and open it up again. Did I lose my chat room? Okay, so we're going to try again and connect with the chat room. So anyway, what I'm speaking to is we have to be careful with youngsters. We want to make sure that we talk to them in a way that helps them be relaxed and comfortable with this. And I want you to mention grandma and see if grandma is, I don't know if it's your mother or if it's your grandmother on your mother's side or father's side. So write me a little note. I just lost the screen, so I don't know if we get to all the questions. Walsh says, we believe someone we know is practicing black magic and might have done something. Is this true? Oh, my gosh. You know, if someone were to not like somebody, they could even say a negative statement to the air. And to me, that's not magic, but negative energy. So I want to say there's somebody out there who's put negative energy towards you, but I wouldn't know the word black magic. That's a huge, huge statement. And for me to imply that someone would do that to you, I'm not sure. Walsh, that's a huge statement. But I do feel like there's negative energy being thrown to you. Okay? Okay. Well, I'm pulling out a screen. I hope I didn't lose anybody in the chat room. Okay. Cool beans. You know, I love looking at the chat room because you guys come up with the best expressions. And then you have little smiley faces. Okay, here's somebody. CC Radio. Oh, I love questions like this. Are you kidding, Greg? I don't know if this is the one, but the one I'm looking at has painting on the gas tank, a very beautiful paint job. So if you have something that has a beautiful paint job on it, you could work it out. I think you're going to have to pull some strings, kind of wiggle it around. But they're letting me see you riding what I would call winter after the first year on a motorcycle. You are taking a trip, it looks like, mountainous areas around and around. So let me know if that's a motorcycle you're getting you're looking at, okay? Jenny says, oh, no, yes, I know, I lost my screen. It does say I have 20 minutes left, so I must have got on really quick. We are still here, Karen, thank you. My daughter reached up with both hands. There it is, there's the question. Who was it? Like I said, it was the grandmother. So when she's around 2.5, I want you to start asking her to draw you pictures of who is around her. But my statement, this is really great, I believe his grandmother took care of your daughter before she was born. And I have found this scenario happening over and over. The spirit people will take care, grandparents will take care of the children yet to be born. And this is someone she knows. And you will actually see her smiling and cooing to this grandma. Okay? Curiosity 7, do you know what this woman looks like? Absolutely. When she was a younger woman, she was a little medium build. She wasn't a weak, delicate woman. She had, and then as she got into her 70s, and I think she died after 70s, she did get where she lost some weight, and her arms looked quite thin. And that's what she showed me. And the reason I think she was heavier earlier is that she has a good bosom, okay? All right, and that's what I'm going, okay? Yes, put white light around you if you feel like there's negative thoughts thrown to you. Prayer of protection. In my book, Two Worlds, the first one that the spirit people gave me, I am of the highest vibration, the purest of mind, a child of light and a child of God. Nothing can hurt me unless I believe it so. So if your belief structure is that there is such a command of black magic or voodoo or spells that can be put against you, then you are allowing that to happen to you. So you have to believe that you're a child of the universe and nothing can hurt you because you have the protection of God, white light, whoever you pray to around you. And I believe that's very powerful. Okay. Well, thank you. I have a very calming voice. You know, I'm trying to talk quick and answer questions, so I'm kind of like in a hurry sometimes. But I've been doing more past life regression work, which Karen's also into, and I've become in tune to that. I love the voice. And I love being able to talk to people. So my voice has changed. I'm getting a little older. It's a little deeper. And it's I just really like to talk, and this is how I talk. So that's it. While I ask you, how would you kids like me to do something over the – I know Karen can do this also. But sometime in the future, maybe we could dedicate an hour to do an online past life regression. So, Karen, maybe that would be something you want to do or I can do. But it might be kind of fun for them to experience an altered state of some sort, okay? Can't do it while you're driving if you're listening to me. Okay. So it was towards your relationship. You also took personal items from you, too. Is he a bigger guy? It's very possible. I think that it's very possible, as though he's trying to sabotage. So, unfortunately, it could be true. I don't know if black magic is part of it as much as negative thoughts. It could be the same thing. Okay, not sure yet. I'm talking to multiple people about them. Hang in there, Greg. It's very possible you're going to get a motorcycle. I don't know that I'm looking at a really, really big one. But for you, if you're a bigger person, I feel like it's going to be a good fit. I do see your arms up versus down. So it's kind of like a little higher handled one. It's not going to be real short to the ground or short to the waist, as much as I see your handlebars a little higher, probably chest level, okay? So the call-in number, I have 16 minutes left. I'm feeling someone is wanting to call in. 347, prefix 205-9071. And I'll mention again that this Wednesday night, I'll be on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be a co-host, co-guest with Char. We're going to have a gentleman on that is an expert with the Mothman, and I'm not sure who he is. I should have got before we got on, but if you want to hear more about the Mothman, that will be very exciting. That will be Wednesday the 30th, okay? And that should be very, very fun. Okay, let's see here. And if you don't mind, I am trying to read. I have my glasses on. If you can remember to put the questions in caps. Nancy, I love that answer. Oh, my gosh. Felt it right away. Me too. Okay, I'm trying to go back and see what I answered for you. I don't mind you answering or giving me an answer. Let me know. Miss Ryder, 3-20. I'm not sure what that is. So I'm reading the chat room, ladies and gentlemen, people who are listening in. If you don't have access to the computer, it's fun to watch a chat room, and it's because I'm giving answers and people are typing back, and I do the best I can. I've been known to, I do entertain large books to people. When I lived in Northern California, I worked for East West Bookstore for 9 years. I was there every 2 to 3 months, and I would talk to 25 to 50 people in one evening. I could address 40 people very easily in 2 hours. And so over the years, I entertained a lot of groups of people. I was affiliated with the Spirit of Grace, the Spiritual Church, and that's where God directed me in Citrus Heights, California. Friday nights, I would average 25 to 50 people for the first 2 years. It was very, very exciting. So one of the things I'm known for is I can address large groups of people at once. Okay, writer, I lost on my life's path, especially what to do for work. With gratitude, you put on there, writer. The passion for writing is deep within you still. I don't know if you write on a website or you're writing books, but you're not done with writing. I'll also being told, even though your material, as you say here, I don't know if that's what you write, but very colorful writing, but they're also showing me a very deep part of you of feelings and emotions. So I'm not sure if there isn't other kinds of work you can do. In a past life, you were a humanitarian of some sort. You were a man, and I feel like you helped a lot of people. They're showing me that you had black clothing on, and I would only assume that you might have been with a cloth. You were balding, and I feel like you were of a different culture, but you were a humanitarian. And so you're, that feeling is still part of who you are, but you don't know how to express it. What else do you see? That's kind of hard because I'm giving you the best I can. It looks like a bigger man. That's all I can see. And I feel like there could be some sense of jealousy, but I don't know what it's about. Fiber, I remember you from Spirit Rescue 2012 Beatar. No, I wasn't on that show Saturday night, so I'm not sure what you're looking at. Refresh my memory, send me a little link, and I'll try to see what that was. Or unless you are looking at someone else in the blog talk, that must be it. Okay. Okay, read the screen. Destiny of Angel, Nancy, is my husband going to get hired into his company soon? I don't know if that's the same gal that that called in, so you need to let me know. I'm also getting, you know, it's very hard. Time is hard. A girl just called me and said her friend is pregnant, and she had been, they had been roommates until the gal had met her husband. And I said, oh, she'll be pregnant within a month. Well, by golly, I just got a call, and the girlfriend's pregnant this month, and it's been a year and a month since she moved out. I was a whole year off. So with these predictions, everybody, I do my very best. But Destiny Angels, I do feel like this paycheck's coming to you, and I hope it's within a month. How's that? Karen, that is all. If you hear Block Talk Radio, you should hear Nancy after that. Okay, not sure. Hit the listen button. So there's a conversation go back and forth. I did find out once that if you have a default sound system, that you may have to, on some of the Block Talk shows, not just hear by clicking into listen, but see if you are, if there's a default button up at the right upper side, right side. Oh, so my Block Talk Radio show, yes, is /psychic-nancy-maps. Okay, and then Block Talk Radio, oh, they're listing me a couple times. curiosity, is my other daughter having any experiences also? I do feel like she's also intuitive. She wants me to see that she's looking over her left shoulder. So I'm not knowing if I'm looking at this daughter that's a year and a half or the other one. Is the older daughter the one with the longer hair, brown hair and hanging down? Let me know, okay? Pisces lady, I think I've answered this for you before. I feel like you are very gifted, and you have multiple gifts, and I think you fight it. I think you're very empathic, and so I feel like sometimes you get more information than you want. Clearly, to be able to read like I do, you have to learn to turn on and turn it off and control. And I've told the audience I have nothing against any of the tools. So I started out with psychometry and learned to turn on the gift, get information, oh, Walsh, and then get it back. So he is trying to get back in her life, or is he trying to ruin your relationship? This is very tough. So he is the description I gave you. Like I said, I don't know if it's black magic. Negative thoughts can do the same thing. All right? Kathy, absolutely. Most children are born sensitive. I think this is a gift from the beginning of mankind. How else were we able to know that the crocodiles were on the corner? I think we were all intuitive. Knowing when to run was very important. And our children have a gift clearly up at least until 7 or 8. And if we ask our children the keywords to ask your children, and just someday when they're calm, say to them, do you remember the before time? And you don't want to put a life before now or a life before mommy and daddy, but see what they'll say. And when I told my mom and dad to say this to the child, they will know what you mean. Or say to them, if you have dreams, tell me a story because I will believe you. Let the child know that you will validate the stories that they are being shown in their dreams, or have them draw them, and please tape record. And then if it is a past life, they'll remember more. And that's almost like amazingly wonderful. Not only does it validate your child's dreams as real, but it validates their trust in you that you will believe their stories, okay? And I believe our children do have this happen to them a lot, okay? What am I supposed to do with the mail? I don't know if that's for me. Okay, so the answer came back to you from Kathy. Okay. We got some sad faces in here. I don't know what that means, everybody. We have 8 minutes, and I do have a website until I'm screened down to try to see about the questions for me, nancymaps.com. And Karen and I are very busy trying to put our books together. Karen, I know we're trying. We're working at this. And we have websites reflecting the interest in our books. And I invite you to hear me on californiahaunts.org, California Haunts on Blog Talk Radio. And we do have websites at MySpace stickam.com. So you can go to my website to see the connections. We're having a lot of fun doing this. Okay, so I want to go down. Welcome, Spirits Nancy. Do you feel a Gladys around me at all? You know, sometimes these names are really, really tough. There is a woman who's around you, but I don't know if it's Gladys. She says, as I grew older, I bent over a little bit, so it was fleshy back, and her spine bent just a little bit. I didn't see a bosom, and I do feel like she was aged, at least 65 to 70. So she shows me wearing a dress, and the back is bent over. The hair got thinner. She was a sweet face, and she had rosy, round cheeks. She did have a little bit of a tummy, and there was a bosom, but overall she looks short to me, not very tall. So that woman is around you. She has a dress, and it's longer. So welcome, spirits. Let me know who I just described, okay? All right. So I don't know if that's a Gladys or not. Oh, Nancy, I'm involved with Spirit Rescue's show on Saturday night. So give me your link, spirit-rescuers-2012, everybody. And that individual's come to visit us tonight. I'm quite involved with Spirit Rescuing right now myself. I've just talked to a gal who lost her daughter over the weekend. And it's an amazing world to be part of, and I'm very flattered that people have found me. Okay, how to tell if a child has a good imagination or is consistent? I have found that children who talk of past lives are very adamant on the details. They don't seem to forget them, and they look at you as though, why don't you understand? And they look at you and say, but my mom lives somewhere else. So these children are talking about true experiences. They want you to know. They're very adamant. They will bring it up and up until you confirm it. A child who has an imagination will flower and color it and not be repetitive on small details. If you go back to the list of shows where I had Amy on talking about her children, she was in Virginia. Her child started talking about past life at 2.5, told them that he had died in New Jersey in a car race, had left a child with a woman, and gave so much detail that when Amy investigated the family, she found a second cousin over. He died 20 years ago in a car drag race left a woman and a male child. All the details. And I had come up with the fact that the man had died of a head wound. And Amy did find out he had died of a crushed skull. So that fit in with all the details that I came up, and the boy, now he's 4, and we dealt with this a year ago, and the boy now sleeps. But he was very adamant. He never backed down on any of the details. So that's what you look for, ladies and gentlemen, with children, imagination or real past life intrusions coming into life. It can be very upsetting to them. So when you give them confirmation that you do believe in them, write it down. And then what I tell my mom and dads, when they have a story that's frightening or they can't deal with something, write down the story, drawings, put them in a box, put them on the top shelf in a closet where they can see that you have put it away. They can now release this scary stuff until later. Kathy says, my son said when he was 3 that he was so glad that he had picked me and his dad for parents from heaven. Isn't that just the sweetest thing? One of my ladies came to me for reading, and quite toward the end of the reading, she wanted to share a story about her son at 9 in the pool, had started crying. And she says, what are you crying for? He said to her, you have no idea how much I miss Grandma. I miss Grandma so much, and I never get to talk about her. And then she wanted more, and she said, well, sure. He said, she used to hold me and talk to me all the time. And then he gave a description of what she looked like. And then she said to me, the point is that he was born 9 years after Grandma had died. So while he was a spirit child, she took care of him until he was born to his own mother, her daughter. So I really believe, this is an amazing story, I get kind of goosebumpy, that we do pick our parents. We know the path we'll live, which is very difficult, especially with a gal. If you're listening tonight, my dear, who lost her child over the weekend, it's very hard, and for you who are grieving in the chat room, to accept the idea that death is a planned event. But if we can understand that we do survive, and this is the plan for our lives. My father was killed at 33, and he did tell my mom that he would leave. So it's very difficult. I got to talk quick. We have 2 minutes left. Curiosity says, Nancy, my oldest daughter has the long brown hair. So she is the one I do see turning her face and looking as though she's listening. If she is experiencing things, will she talk to me about it? If I ask, yes, you do. Ask her. Say, tell her you've noticed that she's paying attention to spirit people, okay? And then she will know. So I'm glad I did describe the one that is the oldest one. Welcome Spirit says, Nancy, you described my grandma, Gladys. Thank you. Well, how about that? She is there with you. Sometimes I don't know by name, but I do see who's standing around, okay? Very good visual description. I told somebody once that my eyes never lie, though my ears can mishear. So you can understand all the wonderful names of the universe. How can I possibly know? Black Widow, yes, my son told me I had died in a fire, my childhood nightmares, and that we were brother and sister at the time, and I did not make it. My son is now 18, but he does not remember. Wow. Write all that down as much as you can remember and give it to him to share to his children so that his children will know the story of his life. And I'm sorry for everybody's loss. It's so hard. Okay. These are amazing stories. Yes, dear, they are. I have stories that are greater than in fiction that people can write. Oh, okay, thank you for the great show. Well, thank you, and I love doing this. And, we do pick our parents. I do believe that it's usually the first child that picks the parents, and the subsequent children that are extended families from prior lives will come and join, okay? Firebird, I can help those spirits cross over to the spirit realm. Yes, I do that also. It's quite amazing. Curiosity, thank you very much. Thanks again for another wonderful show. Pisces Lady, as always, wonderful show. Thank you very much, kids. And I'm so glad to have met all of you. And Black Widow, thank you for coming tonight and all you ladies. Okay, so we had Chuck. We had quite a large room tonight. Welcome, spirits, Jenny, Firebird 70, and Karen, of course, Kathy, Pisces Lady, Black Widow, Curiosity 7, a guest, 3422. Energy Therapies, Miss Erotic Writer, Kentucky Lady, CC Radio, Walt, Thank you, everybody, and for those who've already checked out of the room. Sorry for the little dip. I don't know if I lost anybody, but we have 20 seconds left. Next week, we're going to have a guest who's talking about hitchhikers. All right. Thank you for coming tonight, everybody. Hope you had a lot of fun, and I can't wait until next week. Next week, we'll have an hour and a half just to put a little bit together. Oh, prophecy dreams. Write them down, everybody. If a child's talking about the future, write them down. We'll do a prophecy show coming up, okay? All right. Thank you.